Welcome to the special edition of the Minnesota Music Shakedown. The Twin Cities music scene and beyond is mourning the loss of a rock and roll legend loved by all, Billy Larson. Billy's Life of the Party concert will be at the Myth Live on Sunday, April 7th, doors at 12:30 p.m. I've had a podcast interviewing musicians for going on 9 years. Being one of my favorite storytellers, I'd tried to get Billy on since the very beginning, but he always dodged me, unless surprising me at a gig saying, "Let's do the interview now, man." On November 5th, 2022, after performance in Breezy Point, mutual friend Kevin Keane took bass player Brian Johnson and myself to visit Billy at his home since he'd been very ill. Although not making a habit of this, I decided that this was my window and a hit record on my iPhone and documented an evening of hanging with Billy as a remembrance for myself and for others. What follows, with some heavy editing for content and permission from Lisa, are some stories and some jamming that I hope help keeps Billy in your mind and in your heart. Warning, heavy use of foul language, of course. Thanks and enjoy.
Since we kind of split it down the middle, we have kind of like the same following as we were a blues band and a classic rock band, you know. We were that Stonesy crossover.
Did you guys ever have originals and shit out?
Yeah.
Shit music?
Oh, yeah.
So what did you think of Robert Wilkinson and all those guys?
I liked them a lot.
They were called the Flamingos.
Yeah, and then Flamin' O's, because I got a band with Johnny, God, now you're making me think. Johnny, he quit the band, and I played on his album. And now I can't even remember the name of the album. And
what'd you think of the?
But he would. Then they called it Flamin' O's
because they got sued.
Because he left. No, because yeah, he left, and it was him and Wilkins who started the band. When he left. He was married to this girl who I was going out with, her sister. And so we got this. So then I was in his band while I was still kind of playing with Rags.
But I remember Romance.
I remember Romance.
That was a damn near hit.
So was you know, they never, it never got nationwide though, like the suburbs and.
See, I think the suburbs In Combo was one of the greatest Minnesota albums of all time.
Yeah?
I think I'm friends with Hugo.
What's his name, Mary? The fucking daughter of...
Mondale. That was Chan, Polling.
No. Beach married fucking
Beach?
Cargill.
They're slim.
I remember when he was going out with that Norma Jean's, she'd have... Wherever she went, she had two fucking big-ass white dude bodyguards, and that was just how it is. Anyway, he married her, and they live in fucking...
L.A. now.
Yeah, Beverly Hills.
And then, like, you take, like, the video for Cows, and they filmed that fucking video in front of those big cow heads, and then they moved them. They put them at the state fair. I love it, so you could drive by the suburbs cows every time you go by the state fair.
I didn't know that.
Can you tell me about Albert King? He's my favorite guitar player of all time. You met him. I know you saw him at clubs. What was he like?
I met him at in Memphis, the Peabody. He used to do every Saturday there. And when I was at, and I briefly met him, but I heard him.
Was he a big? He was a big dude, wasn't he?
Big dude. Well, I'm sitting with Ronnie Wood in the audience.
Oh, fuck's sake!
I'm sitting with Ronnie Wood in the audience, and Albert King goes, "All right," and it's the Peabody on the front bar that holds about 90 people on the corner. Peabody's where the ducks walk upstairs every day on the elevator.
Then I wouldn't even know.
Then they come down every night on the elevator, and they're sitting there with like the queen of, you know, the ducks are guarded by the, it's called the Peabody. It's got a big duck emblem. There's only one there and one in Orlando. So anyway, the front bar is where the blues, it's all the guys from the blues, Duck Dunn.
Donald Duck Dunn.
Donald Duck Dunn, the guitar player.
Shit.
I know him well.
Really? So it's Donald, and then that's Matt Guitar Murphy.
Huh?
Matt Guitar Murphy.
No, him also, but I'm thinking of from.
You're talking like
Steve Cropper.
Steve Cropper?
Steve Cropper.
One of the greatest songwriters of all time.
Mustang Sally.
Sitting on the dock of the
bay. Sitting on the dock of the bay. And 6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, a couple other Wilson Pickett songs.
God, that fucker could sing Wilson Pickett.
Yeah, he could. So I'm there with Ronnie Wood and Pete's guitar. I'm there with Ronnie Wood and because it's an Elvis thing also. It's the 10th year of Elvis's his death.
So it'll be 1986. It'd be 87. You're right. It's 87.
So anyway, and everybody was at this Peabody Hotel. I mean, everybody from Elton John to fucking everybody. But we were there, and the front bar, six nights a week, where the Blues Brothers was basically the Blues Brothers band. And it held like 90 people. So I'm there, and this is on a Thursday before all these people come in. And I start this fucking line dance down there, and it's Duck Dunn and Steve Cropper, and can't remember who's on drums, but they used to have a phone company. Yeah, and they were secretaries for the phone company. It was all chicks. And these guys were sitting there. So I take a line dance and bring them up. Now I'm making it too long. But the part I was trying to say was, I can't remember.
King rocked.
Albert King. So Albert King, he's sitting there, and I'm sitting there with with Ronnie Wood and Joe, his wife, and Pete, and this other chick who I didn't know. And
was Ronnie Wood a fan of Albert King?
Oh, fuck yeah. So he goes, Ronnie was shitting in his, he goes, you know, they're going to, we got word, and he goes, I don't want to go in there, man. They're going to ask me to jam, they're going to, I got word, they're going to ask me to do odds. And he was fucking all coked out and fucking.
I hear you, it's okay.
Paranoid, yeah. And he's like, I don't want to do it. He was scared to death to go.
And he plays in front of millions of people.
I didn't watch any of the
world. Don't matter. He's playing what he knows, you know. Now you got to go play with one of your. It's different with those blues guys,
and they're difficult. They're not. They're difficult.
And it's what they. It's the roots. It's the Jewish shit, man. You know, it ain't like fucking. So anyway, and Albert King calls him up, and he goes, "What up, Rolling? We got one of those stone rolling guys. some stone rolling guy out in the audience.
Totally no sold him. Oh my God.
And everybody had seen. I'm sitting at the table, and everybody's looking. I mean, everybody knows it's Ronnie. They know who he's talking about. But this is like a, you know, good 800-seat banquet room, you know, that he played every Saturday. And the Blues Brothers band played six nights a week at the bar.
It's probably a good paying gig.
Nice place to hang, though, in Memphis, on a, you know.
Oh,
want to go see the Blues Brothers? What I don't remember is any cover. I don't remember any that I probably didn't have. But there was a big cover to get in back to. But we were sitting there, and Ronnie Wood went up there, and he was this far. I went to go. He was no so nervous. He was fucking sweating. Fucking
oh, for fuck's sake, he's playing with everybody.
He was sweating fucking. I was looking at him going, he's going, "Help you, gay guy, man. You Ronnie, you know, I'm looking at." And his wife, even Joe, was going, go get him, honey, because he was like fucking. He was a little too high.
How'd he do, though?
He played like Ronnie. He did fine.
Yeah, he's outstanding. He's a fucking genius.
How did he do to Albert? Probably.
If I met Ronnie Wood someday and I said your name, would he know who you were?
Yes.
He referred to him as Deadwood. Yeah.
So would Keith.
Keith Richards would?
For sure.
You know I'm buddies with Sugar Blue now, don't you?
I don't think Mick would if you said Pete.
From Pete's guitar.
Pete and Billy. And he said, Billy, because I was always with Pete. Mick would always be in the background like... what are you getting over here? You know, he doesn't want to get, lose out on any. He's thinking money, you know. He's thinking invest. Right. I wasn't going to lose out on anybody. And it always would start with Alan Rogan, the guitar tech. And then sometimes Keith and Ronnie would always be around. Sometimes Keith.
That Ronnie's the only guy you always talk about.
Well, Ronnie and Keith, yeah. Well, because I knew Ronnie before the Stones. I met him with
Rod
Stewart.
Or the Faces or something?
Yeah, like the first tour they came over here.
No shit.
Yeah, it was like one of the first rock stars Pete got to sell to, too. But after that, it was I met Alan Rogan, who was the biggest guitar tech, and that's how he got turned on. And that's fact.
So, Billy, in your BBC, in your MMC run, when you were somewhere, I remember met you, you had the big white suits on and cigarettes and shit. Who do you think was the biggest artist to come in to the MMC when you were head of the table?
Well, Prince was on his way. Prince called. He was coming from Princehood, whatever, you know, what's it called?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
The
Paisley Park or
Paisley
something?
Park. Yeah, right. And he was to tell us the whole route. Well, he's going to be taking this route, and we're going to do this route. And so when we call you and we're at this part, we want to meet you at your back door. We've already got all that checked out.
But then the fucker didn't show up. Who was the best?
Did you think Johnny Lang was going to be as big as he was?
Yeah, I thought he was going to be as big as he was. I didn't think. I thought. I thought he could be bigger, but he could have, and he could have been.
Well, he got churched up.
He got into the religious thing right when he was hitting his peak.
What do you think of Pat Hayes and Bruce McCabe? Well, they are two different entities there. It's Vermont Cranston Hoop Snakes. You all like them?
Oh, I love them.
The funniest story Pat Hayes ever told me was that he goes, yeah, so he had to, because Chicago's not far from you, obviously. It's this Minneapolis or St. Paul was a outskirts of Bluesville, Chi-Town, you know.
Right.
And he said that Buddy Guy and Junior Wells came up from Chicago, and they played together, obviously, fucking forever, the albums and shit. And they wanted to...
I got a great Buddy Guy and Junior Wells story on the checkerboard, if you want
to
hear it.
So Pat picked them up at the airport, and they wanted to go to the Stillwater Prison because their buddy Pat Hare was in fucking Stillwater Prison and wrote a song called I'm Gonna Murder My Baby, was a hit song, and then he fucking killed her. And it's true. It's online. He fucking wrote a song called I'm Gonna Murder My Baby and then fucking killed her.
And so it sounds like
Junior Wells didn't say two words and Buddy Guy talked his fucking ear off.
I heard about that shit.
God,
I heard about that, and he did kill her.
He killed her. You can look it up online. Yeah. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
When you just hit me with that, I went, oh, wait, that's it. Oh, that's right. Because when I went to the checkerboard with Eric Clapton,
bullshit.
Off a plane, getting dropped off in Schaumburg, coming from the place the night before, where Clapton took Stevie Ray took Clapton's
bass player,
and no, plane and died.
Yeah, in Scotty? Holy fuck!
And then. Yeah, and then the next gig was in Schaumburg at this outside thing, just like the one in Wisconsin. So we were there at Clapton. Afterwards, Pete and I jumped. He said, "You guys," because we were showing him this two guitars, and one was this. He really wanted to play it that night. So we didn't know. He goes, "Well, will you come with me? I want to play this guitar." Yeah. He goes, "We'll jump in the plane." We went to the checkerboard. The only fucking white people in the whole fucking place.
Really?
Clapton, me, Pete.
Eric Clapton, are you fucking shit me?
Yeah. Couple girls over at the bar. But and there was nobody real famous playing or nothing, but Clapton got up, and then it was all in the news the next day and shit.
How'd he do? Killed it, probably?
He did great. He can play with blues guys, you know.
He loves that shit.
Yeah. I used to be a big Clapton fan. That's what, you know, there's so many good guitar players that it's hard to be, you know, him get so much praise. I don't know.
It's one thing about him is I think what his deal was that he introduced to blues and brand new music so many people.
He did the first version. Like, well, so did the Stones, you know.
Yeah, Stones too. But I really think
later Stevie Ray did. That was great that he brought blues back again.
I'm not the hugest Stevie Ray guy. That's not my favorite.
I'm a good friend of his. Was good friend of his, but I'm not a. It didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, he wasn't for me either. No, I like Clapton.
I liked hanging out with him, but he was not even that, because he was always, till he died, man, he was fucked. Well, him and Joe Walsh, last time I saw them both.
You met Joe Walsh?
Him and Joe Walsh. I met Joe Walsh millions of times.
Oh my God.
Him and Joe Walsh were hanging together, and that's not a good pair. I mean, when hell freezes over, when Don Henley says when hell freezes over,
you're wearing Don Henley shirt now.
I know. I got Burkhart bought it for me at the fair.
Oh, good for him.
And I don't know, man. I can talk on forever. That's why I don't like to. It's fun. It's nice. It's all, but I don't like to live back there.
I hear you, bud. I hear you. It's all good.
I like to see you in my house.
But it's fun for people that weren't there to hear it.
Oh, it's fun for me, too. Don't take me wrong. I'm not sad.
No, hey, I never
hey,
got to...
Hey, check this
out. I never got to have those experiences, brother.
Check this out. I'm happy to share them with you, man. Don't listen to me. Give me up here. Just look at this guitar. You know,
what is
Lisa
it?
Bought this for me when there was a music store in Pequot about 15 years ago, 20 years ago. It's just an Epi. It sounds
beautiful, though.
It sounds, you know, it's a knockoff of a Gibson Dove, which I'd love to have. I'd kill to have one of them. But this thing sounds great. Just
I'll try it. What's the name of this Kit Kat on my lap?
Oh, hey, Sonny Boy, come on, get off.
Sonny Boy, here, maybe. I love cats.
Sorry about that.
I love cats. I have a cat. She was fine
with this. It's just got a big, nice sound. It's nice.
What, you got a blues song?
You know what I do?
Let's do it.
Well, before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. You say I'm spending money on women's.
figure out for sure.
Song you taught me to play?
What?
I'll never forget it. Waiting on a Friend. You taught me how to play it. Let's do it. You taught me how to play this.
Hey, Lisa. Damn.
it's great.
You taught me that song. That you taught me that song.
Well, you play it better than I do. That was nice.
You know I'm friends with Sugar Blue, don't you?
No, I don't.
So he did, yeah. Did miss you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. You told me that.
Yeah, so I'm still friends with
him. Waiting all along. Oh, now.
That's a nice song,
you sing it next time.
But see, Sugar Blue came up with that lick.
Yeah. Did he come up with the lick?
He says he does.
Yeah. They all say that.
That was me.
But you know what?
And the old pro, that's a goddamn work is what that is.
Hey, if you don't put a little spin on it,
well, then you
what
no
good
gig,
are you?
You get
what,
no
what,
gigs out of it.
What good for stories are you?
But he's obviously...
Although mine are all true.
Thing is that... At the end, you can hear Sugar Blue clearly fucking playing his shit.
Yeah.
And he's cutting a promo at the fucking end, and that's his whole deal, you know, so. But, so, Billy, if you could pick, before you die, if you could listen to one Stones album, what would it be?
Some Girls.
That's my favorite, too. My other one?
Like most girls.
My other one.
Here's
one they forget. Goat's Head Soup's
I'd like to get to know them all.
My second would be Beggar's Bank.
I'd like to get to know them all.
So Keith Richards asked why they call it Some Girls. Because they call them Some Girls because you forget all their fucking names.
You know what another one is? Well, Street Fighting Man.
Oh, that's classic.
Key of B. That's a weird key. But yeah, hell
it
yeah.
It is weird. It is weird. B, that's a weird key.
What's that one that scraped the shit off the shoes? That's a good one, too.
Got to scrape the shit right. Oh, that's a...
Sweet Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We got... I got... Those country ones are my favorite.
You know, also though...
Yeah, a
great one is Salt of the Earth.
Let's drink to the heart. hardworking people. Let's
have a drink to the hardworking people.
It's Keith all the way.
Let's drink to the salt of the earth.
You gotta learn. You'll have fun with the. Maybe not a lot of gigs, but you'll have fun for yourself. And sometimes when you got for certain people to do.
Faraway Eyes.
Well, Faraway Eyes, or, but I'm talking about. Think of it a second.
Okay.
The Salt of the Earth, man.
Oh, God,
you gotta do that.
I don't even know what album that's even on. I don't even fucking
know. I don't. You know what? I don't know what album it's on.
I don't know what's even on.
And I don't remember a lot of singles that.
Oh, I don't know.
That's deep cut, brother. Yeah, that's a deep cut,
and it's so good. The fucking Stones, man. Look at the Stones.
They got shit,
people
man.
Forget.
They got shit, dude.
People
they got
forget
shit.
They get so stuffed, brown sugar and Satisfaction, everything so stuffed down their face. They forget they got fucking another 100 hits. You make sure you are not a stranger.
I've looked up at you for 20 years, man. I love you.
Yeah, but they have another one. That is, I've listened to you for almost that long, too.
I respect you. I love you.
You got the same right back at you.
Yeah.
I'm very glad I changed, thought twice and said, okay, even though you're bringing Kevin with, I want you guys to come over.